Chapter 39. Stayed up all night. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6, verse 6. Greatheart had a riddle. After supper, the boys wanted to rest. They were tired from traveling. Would someone be willing to show a room to these boys? Gaius asked. Immediately, Mercy stood up. I am willing. She walked along with the boys and brought them to their room. It did not take long before they slept. The others stayed up all night. It was good to be with Gaius, so good that they did not want to think of parting. They talked much about their Lord and about everything which happened to them on the way. Then the old Mr. Honest became sleepy and began to nod off. Come, Greatheart said, rub that sleep from your eyes. I have a riddle for you. Mr. Honest laughed a bit. Well, I am listening. Greatheart squinted his eyes and then said, he that would kill must first be overcome. Who would live abroad must first die at home. Oh, Mr. Honest said, that is a hard riddle. It is hard to explain and even harder to do what it says. But come, I will look to our host, to Gaius. Are you willing to explain it? Then I will listen to what you will say. Gaius shook his head. No, he asked you the riddle, and then you must answer it. Well, I will try, the old man said. I will also say a verse as my answer. He first by grace must conquered be, that sin would mortify. Who that he lives would convince me, unto himself must die. Yes, that is the answer, Gaius said. It is true what you say. That is what the Bible teaches us, and also how God's children experience it. It was hard to understand, but Gaius also explained it. He looked at the other ones and asked, when do we fight against sin with our whole heart? They knew the answer. When we have grace. Right, Gaius said. But then that grace needs to come out. You must begin to experience that you do not want to sin anymore. And do you know when that happens? When our heart is full of the glory of that grace. Then we do not want to sin anymore. But if that does not happen, we are bound to sin. In the snare of sin, Gaius thought for a moment, how shall I explain this to you? Look, when an animal is caught in a snare, it cannot resist any more. The animal is completely captured. It is the same with our sin. The devil ties us down with it. And then we cannot fight against evil any more. Then we are caught in the snare of sin, and that will remain so until we are freed. They quietly thought about Gaius's words. How terrible that a person is so bound. What do you think, Gaius continued, would that be possible? Would what be possible? Well, that you would be freed from the snare. That would be a wonder. That certainly would be a wonder, for then something will change. At first, you were a slave of your evil, corrupt sins, and then you will become a living monument of grace. Do we believe that this is possible? Yes, the Lord can do this. But Gaius sadly looked in front of him. A little later he said, there are many people who do not believe this. They do not understand what grace can do. They cannot believe that someone who is a slave of sin can also be freed again. That is terrible, Gaius. Yes, that is terrible. There once were two people. Now I thought of something, Gaius said. You should hear this. Shall I tell it to you? Gladly, the other ones nodded. There once were two people, Gaius said. They went on a journey to heaven. The one began when he was still young. The other one did not begin until he was old. The young man had to fight against his evil, sinful desires. The old man was not bothered by that so much. Those evil desires were less strong for a while already. So the young man was bothered much by his sins. Yet he was as joyful and courageous as the old man. If you would have a close look at the old man and at the young man, by which one could you see grace the clearest? That is not so difficult, the old Mr. Honest said. You can see grace the clearest with the young man, for the one who must fight the hardest is the strongest. I think he had to fight at least twice as hard. When you become older, you usually are less bothered with evil desires. That is how it is in nature. Many old people, therefore, think they have won the battle against sin. They talk about great victories, but those victories are not so great. They deceive themselves. They just have no desire to commit some sin because they have become old. You must not misunderstand me. I do not want to say anything wrong about people who have become old. They have much wisdom. Young people must often ask them for advice. Old people often know best of how little value the things of this time are. They have seen this most. But yet, you can often see the work of the Lord better in young people, much clearer than in old people. James read from the Bible. Thus they talked all night until the day broke. Then it was time for the boys to awake. A little later, the whole family was together again. James, Christiana asked, are you willing to read a chapter from the Bible? James took the Bible and read Isaiah 53. When he was finished, Mr. Honest asked, James just read that the Savior came out of a dry ground. Why is that written here? Greatheart knew the answer. Because in the church of the Jews there was hardly any sap left in the service of God. It was almost withered. Do you understand? Can you explain it in more detail? Well, there were hardly any Jews left who truly served the Lord. It was a dry ground. And then the Savior came. That is clear, Mr. Honest said. But there is something else I do not understand. James also read, He hath no form nor comeliness. What does that mean? Greatheart explained it. That means that the Lord Jesus had no outward appeal for the people who do not believe in him. They had no eyes to see what is in the heart of the king. If they could, they would have known why he suffered so much and would have looked at him differently. But now they only viewed the outside, and there was nothing special to be seen. It is actually the same as with a precious gem. A gem has much value, but when you find it in nature, it is sometimes covered with an ugly crust. You pick it up and then throw it away again. You think that it is a common stone, and you do not know what you have found. The other ones nodded. Yes, that is how it is. Explanation. It was a special night. Only the older ones stayed up all night. The boys were brought to their bedroom by mercy. Likewise, the Lord will sometimes give rest to his children, especially when they do not have much strength yet. The Lord sometimes does that so lovingly that they are able to sing, "I laid me down and slept, for the Lord sustained me." The older ones could handle more. They talked about the life with the Lord. They had learned much already in their life. They knew that they must mortify sin, and that this is not easy. Especially when you are young, the power of sin can be very great. But that is also the reason why the work of the Lord sometimes shines so clearly in the life of young people. Oh, how great, if that may be the case with us too, how necessary it is that we must be loosed from sin. Why do we find this so difficult? It is because we often do not realize that we are caught like a bird. We do not see the danger, and we willingly commit evil. How we must be made loose from sin. In the morning, one of the boys read Isaiah 53. The scripture is about the lamb which was brought to the slaughter. The Lord Jesus is meant with this lamb. He suffered and died because of the sins of his people. What a wonder if we may belong to that people. Only by this lamb can we be saved from our sins.